Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. Your name is, what was your first name?
Quay.
Quay, I'm calling you guys because the ad for the KitchenAids popped up on my Facebook account again. And I tried to go in and do it, and I've never received mine. And the first time I saw it on Facebook, I did it, ordered one, sent it to a PO box. Money came out of my credit card, no problem, but I've never received the item. So when I went in today, saw it again, I was like, oh, cool, it's come up again. Let me see if there's a number. Finally, I saw your guys' number. It said I could not order it because that card had already been used. But I've never received it, and it was supposed to be a Christmas gift. So I don't know if you could help me out at all.
Okay, so what I can do, I can only, if you do, are we talking about your previous account? Yes, but your new account, yeah, the only, we
No,
don't.
the previous account is fine because I only need one. But the problem was is that the previous one never got to me. I've never received it, and I don't know if it's because I sent it to a PO box. When I did the PO box address, it did not tell me that it wouldn't go there, but I've never received it.
Okay, so would you want me
So,
to look into that? Because now I'm just.
yes.
If you are trying to use the same card, you can't use the same card twice. So that's why I'm saying
Right,
about the
which
one
is
that you are
what
using.
correct, which is what I thought, you know what, and that's kind of what I wondered. I went in, I saw that, I saw the offer this time around again. So the second time, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna try it and just see what it says. Of course, it went through, and it said, I tried to use the same card, and it said I couldn't do it because I've already used it to purchase one. Well, the problem with that is I've never received the one that was purchased.
Okay, so
So
let me
I'd
just zip
like to
code.
receive my original 85705.
You
So
said
I'd like to
85705.
Yeah, I'd like to just receive the first one that I've gotten. You know what I mean?
Okay, and your first and last name?
It's Michelle, and the last name, I'm going to spell it for you. WOLKEN.
And your first name is
Is Michelle.
MICHELLE.
Correct.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address?
The shipping address on that one would have been P.O. Box 77613 in Tucson, Arizona 85703. And I'd like to probably change the shipping address
Okay,
since
so give me
it's
one moment.
never came there.
One moment, it's still loading.
Okay.
Okay, so I do show here where you did enter, it was a sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid that
Yes,
was back
ma'am.
on October the 4th. Now, the winners
Correct.
are announced at the end of the month. So if you do win,
Well,
then that
that's
is when.
the ad doesn't explain it that way. The ad, when you do the ad, because I just did it literally the way the ad works. I mean, it takes your money. It doesn't have any problem taking your money. It literally takes it. You answer survey questions. You go in to do these presents. You click on a couple, one or two. In my case, the second time around, it allowed me. The first one I chose, it said I had another one. I got a free one. For another free, box to check on. So you check on the box, and if the thing comes up, it tells you you're an instant winner, and you put it in your shipping address, and that's it. It does not tell you, it does not tell you that it's going to be a selected at the end of the month. It literally will take your money, let you put all your card information in, address and everything, and then ships tells you it's going to ship. You're going to get it within 4 to 5 days.
Okay, so I only can show what I do have in front of me. I'm showing here it was a sweepstakes entry, and it does state, that the winners are announced at the end of the month. But if you don't win, we do have where we still send out a $125 voucher via your email, your first and last name at gmail.com.
But they took my money, the money out of my account. So they take the money out of your account anyway, regardless.
Because
that's
did
not
you...
at all how the ad works.
Okay, so they do take this. Yes, ma'am. So they take that $5.74 shipping and handling fee. So therefore, if you do win, your cookware can be shipped out. And they do have, you know, a safety net that even though, you know, say if you don't win, you still have that $125 voucher in your email that you can use.
For what? What is used on what, though? Because
yes,
I've never
ma'am.
Received a voucher.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the voucher you can use at our discounted electronics store. We have different, you know, gadgets. We have smartwatches, the Rings doorbells. We have the earbuds. We have different, you know, kitchen little blender, NutriBullet blenders. We have all sorts of cool gadgets that you can use. And it's like a coupon. So if your total comes up to be $65, you can use that $125 voucher as, like, to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's not at all what the thing says. So that's what I figured it was a total scam because I can't find it back on my Facebook feed now. I'm looking again and that is literally not how it reads on the thing at all. They were making it sound like it's an overstock of the items, and if you do this thing, you fill out the survey, you give your information, and your thing will be shipped to you. People are on there saying, mine shipped, I got mine within 4 days, I got mine within 2 days, you know, and so it does not state anywhere on there that this is, you know, it's going to be whether, you know, you may or may not get one. It doesn't state that at all. So to me, that's extremely false advertisement. So, and I've never even received any vouchers or anything, so.
So would you like for me to submit the request so your vouchers can get resent out?
That'd be fine. I mean, you know,
okay.
I probably won't use it because obviously I feel like it's a complete scam, which is what my husband said it probably was. So I just want to make sure my card is not being kept on file.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So I can, would you like me to resend you out the vouchers or no?
No,
okay.
I won't be using them. No. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like for me to cancel anything, like cancel the membership?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Yes, I want everything
okay.
canceled. I don't want my name on anything. I didn't know anything was going to be set up. None of that is explained in your guys' ad.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me one
quick
moment.
I thought, cool, I need a KitchenAid for a Christmas gift for my daughter-in-law. It said this. I thought, cool, I'll try it, you know, and then it said it was going to be there. Ask for your shipping address. Again, it does not state anywhere at all that you may or may not get it, you know, so.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do have that confirmation number that everything is canceled out, so you won't receive, you know, anything else from us. And here's your your confirmation number.
Okay, what is that?
It's C, as in Charlie, 2625221 35.
Okay. And there's nothing charged to my card, right? You guys do not have any card on file or anything?
Right. As of today, everything is still going to be canceled out. The only thing was just that sweepstakes. That's it.
Okay. And were you guys charging my card? Because I was not under the impression my card was being charged either.
Okay. So I'm only showing that $5.74. That's it. But
okay.
Now everything is canceled out, though, and that confirmation number.
Can they reverse that? Can they reverse that $5.75? Because that adds, according to the thing, it was only $2.95.
Okay. So
it doesn't say anywhere on the thing when you even, because I got all the way to the end of the ad, and it even still said $2.95. It doesn't say anywhere on there $5 or $5.95, whatever you said. It doesn't say that anywhere on the thing.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. So with it, I'm just showing for what I do have. It's showing where it was, just the $5.74. And it was actually, you know, you were entered into your sweepstakes and you do still have that $125 voucher. We're not able to refund that $5.74.
You guys aren't or you can?
We're not.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm not using the voucher anyway, so that's fine. I just want to make sure nothing else is tied to my card.
Yes, ma'am. With that confirmation number, lets you know that everything
okay.
was canceled out.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For calling customer support.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.